Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Evan Winter. Evan is the managing editor for A to Z Sports. Evan and I on the program, we discussed the Buccaneers' win over the Los Angeles Rams, also the Buccaneers' offense and defense. We talk head coach Todd Bowles, of course, quarterback Tom Brady, and also we discussed the Buccaneers' next game against the Seattle Seahawks, which makes history as the first ever NFL game to be played in Germany, Munich, Germany, that is. The managing editor of A to Z Sports, Evan Winter, is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. That's why Cox now offers flexible internet plans, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. That's why Cox now offers flexible internet plans, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
He's not going to start
now. You're not running the ball right
here.
You're
not here. Although you got Fournette right next to Brady's right hip.
You've got three plays. If you throw them quickly, don't want to try and scramble around or anything. Just throw it away if it's not there right away.
Here's the snap to Brady. Fakes to Fournette. He throws. It's caught. It's in for the touchdown. Incredible. Tampa Bay takes it 60 yards.
And the fourth quarter woes continue for the Rams. It's going to be a 10-0 fourth quarter after the extra point. And Kendrick getting picked on that drive. And though even Ramsey switched over and got picked on twice. But what a play call.
Cade Otton, the first touchdown by a tight end this year at Tampa Bay.
You're exactly right. You missed that Gronk guy. But how different did that offense look on that drive all of a sudden? Man. It was so...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call of Week 9 action as Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady threw the game-winning touchdown pass to tight end Cade Otton to beat the Los Angeles Rams in Week 9 of the 2022 NFL season. And the Bucs have had a lot of challenges so far this year. Hopefully, they're looking to turn things around between now and the end of the regular season. To talk more about the Bucs win over the Rams and also looking to preview the NFL's first international game in Germany, Munich, Germany, that is. We want to welcome him back to the program. He is a managing editor for A to Z Sports, Evan Winter. Hey, Evan, welcome back, my man.
Ed, what's going on, man? Good to talk to you again.
Same here, my man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it, Evan. What were your takeaways from the Bucs victory over the Los Angeles Rams?
Honestly, you know, I've watched a lot of football in my life. I don't think I've seen that quick of a turnaround in terms of momentum. You know, obviously there's been some arguments and debates over the last few years about does momentum really exist in football or not? You know, and if you look at the Buccaneers game, that's kind of a case study for why it doesn't exist. You know, get the ball back with 44 seconds. Granted, the defense comes up with a huge stop just to put you back in that position, but 44 seconds starting around your own 40, no timeouts, you know, I mean, just the march down the field, and I believe it was six plays, or maybe seven, 54 yards, and score the game-winning touchdown after struggling throughout the entire game. I mean, it's just how the switch flipped like that, excuse me, was quite something to see. But at the end of the day, what the Buccaneers did on the offensive side of the ball yesterday is still not sustainable. Just case in point, they had more third down attempts than they had first downs. They had 21 third down attempts compared to 18 first downs throughout the game. It's you can't keep doing that and expecting to win. Fortunately, they played a Rams offense that, you know, was a shell of itself from last year. It's going through a bunch of injury issues itself. But it's going to be a whole different test against a very, very well-rounded Seahawks offense this weekend. So, you know, to summarize it all, biggest takeaway was, you know, good for the Bucs. They needed that win. It could possibly be a win that, you know, turns their season around, but they've still got a lot of work to do on the offensive side of the ball.
You're absolutely right about that, Evan. They do have a lot of work to do. However, as Jim Nantz had mentioned in the call, Cade Otton. He plays tight end for the Bucs. This was the first touchdown by a Bucs tight end this year. Just give me your thoughts on Cade and his performance, including scoring the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable, that stat, you know, especially after the guy who's played tight end for the Buccaneers the last 2 years and Rob Gronkowski knowing what he's capable of. But it's clear Cade Otton is the tight end moving forward. He needs to take over the starting role from Cameron Brate. Granted, Brate's a, you know, a pretty decent tight end, you know, veteran, has a good rapport with Brady. However, it's obvious that Otton is just a better player at this point. He's more athletic. He's more dynamic. He's just as good of a blocker, if not a better blocker than Cam Brate. And he's staying healthy right now. You know, Cam Brate, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, might even go back to 5 years, has had a lot of injury issues. You know, nothing major, but, you know, just some dings here that have caused him to miss, you know, 3, 4, 5 games a season. But, yeah, they've got to get Cade Otton more involved in the offense. He could be the guy that could, as we saw on that game-winning drive, can stretch the seams, can give you a downfield target out of that wide position. And, you know, if the Bucs don't give him more snaps moving forward, or sorry, if they don't keep giving him this amount of snaps moving forward, and they, you know, start to throw Brate back into the mix more as a target, yeah, I really don't know what they're trying to do at the end of the day. So, yeah, it's got to be Cade Otton's show moving forward.
You know, Scotty Miller has been the whipping boy for the Bucs offense so far this year. Chris Godwin and Julio Jones have been hampered by injuries this year. Mike Evans, when he's good, he's good. But when he hasn't been good, he has not been good. And, of course, we know about the one-game suspension that happened in the game against New Orleans. But Scotty showed up in this game. He had 7 catches for 53 yards. Give me your thoughts on Scotty and his play against the Rams.
Yeah, you know, he came up good on that last drive. He came up with some big catches, you know, and he showed a lot of awareness by getting out of bounds, so on and so forth. But, you know, the one cloud that hangs over Scotty's head coming out of yesterday was that drop touchdown in the end zone. It was mistimed his jump. You could even argue he didn't even need to jump to try to catch that pass, as it just, you know, hit him in the breastplate and bounced into the turf. He's you know, the knock on him his entire career has been he doesn't make what Bruce Arians calls the grindy catches, you know, your combat catches, your catches in traffic. He's just a speed guy, a clear out guy, you know, who's going to open up the field for some underneath routes, so on and so forth. And, you know, the Bucs, considering where they're at in terms of their receiver health and how Tom Brady likes to spread the ball around, as long as they're smart targeting Miller, I'm okay with it. But at the end of the day, I still don't really see himself carving out, you know, a big role in this offense. I think he'll come up with some catches here and there. But overall, you know, I think we're going to see pretty much the same usage and the same statistical performance and on-field just tape performance that we've seen from Scotty over these last few weeks. Or, sorry, over the season. My bad.
Oh, no problem. And let's stay on the wide receiver side for a moment. Chris Godwin and Julio Jones have been hampered by injuries for much of the year. They came in and they had some contributions to this game. Mike Evans got hot really late in the contest. Just give me your thoughts on Mike, Chris, and Julio's play against the Rams.
Yeah, so, I mean, you hit the nail on the head when it comes to Chris and Julio's health. Injuries are obviously affecting them. I mean, we saw Julio just slip on that route late in the game, and it looked like he hyperextended something or, you know, just hurt himself on that play. And then I was rewatching the game this morning, and I noticed right off the bat, Godwin just does not look like himself coming out of his breaks, even out of his release off the line. He's obviously still recovering from that ACL, and who knows how much that hamstring is still affecting him from, you know, the Dallas game at the start of the year. Mike Evans, he's still Mike Evans, and he's been healthy this year. You know, obviously it seems like every single game he gets banged up, comes out for about 2 or 3 plays, and comes back in. You know, he's one of the toughest guys out there, but he's just, something's off with him mentally. You know, I've watched him since he came into the NFL, and this is by far, in a way, his worst season as a pro. And I'm not just talking about numbers. I'm not talking about, you know, just, I'm talking about, he's just dropping these passes. I mean, granted, he's dropped passes before in the past, but he's dropping balls he should be catching. I mean, just go back and look, you know, at the Carolina drop a few weeks ago. And I don't know what it is with him, but you know, you hope maybe this past week will spark him and get him right back on track. But then again, you know, after the Carolina game, he had that, you know, really worrisome comment about how the lights just went out whenever he dropped that pass. That's not something you hear from Mike Evans a lot. So I don't know if just the season's troubles are taking that kind of toll on him. It doesn't seem like that because he's always been one of the toughest dudes on the team. But I'm really, really interested to see, you know, what these next or last eight games look like in terms of his production because, you know, obviously the ability's still there. You don't really see anything on tape that's holding him back in terms of slowing down or dropping off. But, you know, he's just not all there right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him the rest of the year. But, you know, if Julio and Godwin, if they can just stay healthy and, you know, try to maintain their health or, sorry, keep trying to build their health as the season goes on, which sounds kind of counterintuitive considering this is the game of the NFL. Players usually don't get healthier as the season goes on. It's just kind of how it goes. You know, they should be okay too. But, yeah, Mike Evans, man, I'm definitely not going to put him under the microscope, you know, because that usually has a negative connotation. But I'm definitely going to be keeping my eye on him these last eight games and to see, you know, just what he looks like in a general sense.
You're right about that. Mike definitely is going to have to get back on his A game because it seems very worrisome, as you said, especially missing that easy pass in the game against Carolina. We got to pay attention to that. And you mentioned about being worried about Mike. I've been worried about the running game for Tampa this year. Leonard Fournette, he doesn't look like playoff Lenny right now. Give me your thoughts on Leonard and his play against the Rams.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously the Bucs running game is just horrendous. And a lot of that is because Leonard Fournette isn't playing very well. I mean, Tony Romo pointed it out yesterday during the broadcast, how he missed the cutback lane on one of the Bucs running plays. And that's been a problem all year long. He's not hitting holes properly. He's going side to side too much. You know, he's just not that aggressive, decisive runner we saw in the playoffs and even last year. I mean, last year he would, you know, as soon as he saw daylight, he would go. He's always danced kind of in the backfield a little bit, but nothing like he has this year. And yesterday, too, the report came out that during the game that he was complaining when Rashad White was in the game getting touches, and that kind of harkens back to 2020 when Bruce Arians had to sit him down and tell him to get his head on straight or else he's going to be off the team. You know, you got to wonder again, are the season troubles weighing on him? You know, how much is that affecting him? But at the same time, until yesterday when the Bucs put in Nick Leverett at left guard, this running game has struggled because the offense just can't get a push or the offensive line just can't get a push. So it's a lot of factors that go into the Buccaneers run game and why it hasn't worked. But Leonard Fournette is definitely part of the problem, you know, and even in pass protection. I mean, even in the receiving game, we saw him with a real bad drop yesterday. And then in pass protection against the Ravens, I believe it was. It was either the Ravens or the Panthers. But, you know, Buccaneers left guard totally let a free rusher through. Lenny just literally sidestepped and let the guy keep running instead of trying to block. And it wasn't Lenny leaking out to get a pass. It was Lenny literally sidestepping the guy. And obviously, whenever Tom Brady's your quarterback, you don't want that to happen ever. So, yeah, again, it's, you know, it's one of those mental things, you know, just where is his head at mentally? Will this win, you know, get him to correct course moving forward? I don't know, but definitely another guy to watch. And, you know, and Rashad White, based off how the Bucs want to use him, who knows if he starts cutting into work. But, you know, if Leonard keeps complaining like he did yesterday, which that's documented, it's true, it actually happened, you know, then this coaching staff just needs to get him off the field just in general because you can't have that, especially in a trying season. Everybody needs to be on the same page. Everybody needs to be working together, and nobody needs to be selfish in this situation. So, you know, if more comes from that, then hopefully this coaching staff will be smart about how they utilize him moving forward. But obviously we'll wait and see on how all that goes.
You're absolutely right. That could definitely have a mental and an emotional impact on the team. I mean, Tampa, they've been through it already, and we still have a lot of season left in the NFL. I want to move along now quickly to the defensive side. Keanu Neal was the leading tackler with six tackles. Also, Vita Vea, Raheem Nunez-Roches, and Jannard Avery came up big with sacks. Give me your thoughts on their performance in the game.
Yeah, this is what we've been expecting to see from Vita Vea all year. I mean, he slashed here and there, but he has not put together a consistent four-quarter performance like he did yesterday. Junard Avery was a really good surprise coming off the edge with that sack. You know, he's obviously the replacement for Shaquille Barrett since the Buccaneers didn't make a move at the deadline. You can also throw, you know, Anthony Nelson in there as well, but it looks like Junard Avery is getting most of that work outside of, you know, Shaq's absence. And then Rakeem Nunez-Roches, Nacho, I mean, yesterday was his first sack as a Buck, and as you can imagine, he was completely ecstatic to have it. The post-game videos and stuff like that were just hilarious with him, and he's like one of the biggest trash talkers, one of the most animated guys on the team, so anything involving him is always going to be fun. But when it's him, you know, balling out like he did and really having a good time, then the dude just takes it to a whole nother level. So that was good to see. You know, overall, the Buccaneers defense did exactly what it was supposed to do against a really, really bad Rams offensive line. And it was good to see because, you know, the Rams offensive line was obviously better last year. It was better in 2020. But still, the Buccaneers as a whole, their front seven, they should have had a lot more success than they had in the past. And they didn't. You know, the Rams' offensive line has just dominated them the last three or four meetings leading up until this game. So it was good to see them go out there, do what they were supposed to do. And, you know, hopefully they can keep it going next week against the Seahawks.
I want to talk now about head coach Todd Bowles briefly. You mentioned Bruce Arians and the situation that happened with Leonard Fournette. And Bruce was not afraid to not only bark at him occasionally, but bark at some of his players as well. Todd Bowles, you know, we know about his previous head coaching stint, Evan. What do you think has been the biggest difference so far between the Bowles era and the Arians era?
In terms of on-field production or in terms of just how they manage the team, just to make sure I got you clear?
Everything. Just everything.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot, man. To start with personalities, as you said, B.A., you know, he took no B.S. You know, he called out Tom Brady in press conferences. You know, he had no problem telling you how it is, you know, what he thought, and he had no problem saying it publicly as well, which, you know, a lot of people, they can disagree with that method, and it does rub players the wrong way. But I think if you have the leadership in place like the Buccaneers had over the last 2 years when it came to JPP and Dominican Sue, Brady, you know, Mike Evans, and then Arians, that was allowed, and it should be allowed. I mean, honestly, you know, obviously you don't want to go too far in the public eye when it comes to criticism or constructive criticism, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, if people are watching you and they have questions about your performance but they can't be confirmed because they're not in the huddle, they're not in the meeting rooms, they don't know what the play is that was called, you know, it not only does it invite a whole lot more speculation into the matter, but if Arians were to come out and shut it down like he did publicly, it kind of puts a lot of that to rest. You know what I'm saying? Now, it might steer the conversation – or, sorry, it might narrow the conversation a lot more. You know, like let's just say Tom Brady throws a pick and it looked like Evans ran the wrong route. Well, if Arians comes out and says, well, Evans ran the right route, but Brady just didn't throw it correctly or misread it, whatever – then that shifts the focus off of Evans and on the Brady, you know, rightfully so, if that's really what happened. And that can ignite a fire under these guys, you know, to know that, hey, people are watching me now, my coach is going to call me out if I mess up again. You know, that can really light a fire, and that can really set the tone for a culture. And if you've got players like JPP and Dominican Sue, like Tom Brady, who will hold those guys accountable and say, yeah, Bruce is right, you need to step it up, then that can really keep the ship, you know, steering in the right direction no matter what happens. I think there's a lot of that is missing this year under Todd Bowles. He does not – I mean, last week was a perfect case in point. Devin White was loafing on several plays during the Ravens game, especially the one play in particular where, you know, he had three of his teammates outrun him that were farther away from the ball as he just lightly jogged. And Todd didn't really say anything. You know, he said he thinks Devin's been playing well all year, and yeah, he might have been loafing on one or two plays, but what players don't do that in their NFL career? Which he's got a point, but if you go and watch the play, like I said, three other teammates were further away from the ball and they still outran Devin White to the ball. He was definitely loafing. So, you know, I mean, Todd Bowles is he's cool, he's calm, he's collective, you know, he's sarcastic, he's got those jokes. But I do think that since this team is missing leaders like JPP and Dominick and Sue, and they're still searching for that identity, you know, I do think that there is a spark or a fire missing from the squad, and that can also extend to not having Ryan Jensen, who we all know is one of the most, you know, vocal, one of the most polarizing players on the field when it comes to how he fires his own squad up and, you know, makes the opposing team mad. There's just a lot of leadership and a lot of missing pieces. And while I think Todd Bowles is a leader, and I think he's a good leader too, I just don't think that's in his personality to start those fires and really rile guys up. I think he relies on the players to do that. And right now, like I said, outside of Brady, there really aren't that many players who are going to fire guys up. Devin White's one of them, but, you know, he's kind of taken a step back the last few weeks in terms of, you know, just how he approaches everything. So in terms of philosophy, how they approach the situations that, you know, the team gets in, there's definitely a big contrast. But also at the same time, you can chalk it up to everybody still feeling each other out and finding their way. And, you know, maybe that finally happened on Sunday. But there's definitely a lack of a fire this year. That's for sure.
Speaking of lack of, real quickly, Tom Brady, TB12. We know about the 11 days that he was away, the personal issues. We're not going to delve into that, but the win over the Rams, Evan, in your opinion, do you think this could be the game where the tide is turned and Tom can finally get it going and kind of move forward and get the Bucs where they need to be and get over 500 in the NFC South?
Oh, for sure. This could easily be a spark. I mean, if you just go back and watch Tom Brady's press conferences from the last 3 or 4 weeks and then juxtapose that with yesterday's press conference, I mean, he looks like a completely new guy. I mean, he had a spring in his step walking up to the podium. You know, he had that great one-liner. You know, I won't repeat it, obviously, but dropped the F-bomb saying, you know, this was awesome. And it was just a completely different Tom Brady than what we've seen, you know, through the last month or so of this season. And, yeah, you know, you hate to wonder, but you know, he finalized his divorce after the Ravens game. Maybe he finally got that hurdle out of the way. And granted, you know, and as a married man, I can only imagine what that's like, and I don't want to touch it either, and I haven't touched it. But it's fair to wonder, you know, if maybe that got out of the way and it'll open the door. But in terms of strictly speaking football, absolutely. This win, especially since it was over the Rams, you know, a team that the Buccaneers have struggled with under Tom Brady, or struggled against, rather, under Tom Brady, it could definitely be a spark for the rest of the season. And I'm hoping it is, because, you know, you don't want to see this guy go out that way. And there's a lot of these Bucs players that are probably not going to be on this team next year, considering their contract status and the Bucs cap status and everything like that. So, you know, you want these guys to go out on the right message and just not in this, like, total just tailspin of a plane wreck or train wreck, whatever, you know, vehicle wreck you want to use. You know, you want to see that happen. But, yeah, this win can definitely spark things. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
All right, Evan, quickly, the Bucs' next game is going to be a part of the NFL International Series, and it's going to be the NFL's first game in Germany, in Munich, Germany, to be exact, the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle has been hot. Geno Smith is a candidate for Comeback Player of the Year. They're even talking about possibly an MVP candidate. What are the keys to victory for the Bucs to beat Seattle on the offensive and the defensive side?
They're going to have to get explosive plays going. Tampa Bay is. They can't live in third downs like they did this last week. You know, as I mentioned, more third down attempts than first downs. They're going to have to get the explosive games or explosive plays going. That's going to be tough. The Seattle defense, as good as Geno Smith and the offense has been, this defense has come to life over these last 3 to 4 weeks. The Seattle defense, it's been lights out. It has just shut down opponents. So the Bucs are going to have explosive plays, because if they don't, the Seahawks are just going to drive the ball down the field, down their throats with methodical drives. And they can hit explosive plays on their own, but I think they had back-to-back 12-yard scoring drives against the Cardinals yesterday, which just completely took the Cardinals out of the rest of the game. I think it was 17-14 or something like that. And like I said, they had, or maybe 14-10. Regardless, they had two, you know, just long drives that completely gassed the Cardinals' defense and left them hanging wide open. So, you know, you flip it around to what the Bucs need to do on defense. If they can't get the offense, you know, the explosive plays going, you know, even a couple of, you know, sustained long drives, then this defense is not going to be able to stop the running game. I'm sorry, but, you know, the Bucs played really well yesterday against the run. That's not going to happen against the Seahawks. The offensive line, that's much better than the Rams. It's a much better run scheme, as crazy as that sounds, you know, comparing Pete Carroll to Sean McVay. Yeah, so if the offense can't get it done on their side with explosive plays, this defense is not going to be able to stop the run. And honestly, that's what this defense needs to do, as archaic and as 1980s football as that sounds. If this defense can't stop Seattle's running game and Kenneth Walker next week or on Sunday, then, you know, it's lights out.
All right. And then a lighthearted question before I let you go, Evan. Whenever you get an opportunity to go to Buccaneers games, what are some of the foods that you enjoy eating?
Oh, man. So, like, the best press box food I've ever had was in Atlanta. But going to, like, they have, like, veal parmesan and, like, all of this crazy spray, like, brisket and everything like that. But Tampa Bay, the best food I've had down there is they actually had Gator Bites one year whenever I went down there. And, you know, it was your standard Gator Bites, Hush Puppies, French fries and stuff like that. So that definitely reigns supreme in my mind.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Evan Winter, managing editor for A to Z Sports. Evan, thanks again. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, so you find me on Twitter at Evan_Winter, A2Z, and it's spelled out T-O, now it's number two. And you can find all my work on A2ZSports.com.
You heard it from him. He's Evan Winter from A to Z Sports. Evan, again, thank you so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm down to come on anytime, so I'm sure we'll definitely talk soon in the future.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more right after this.
He's not going to start
now.
The ball right
You're here. Not here. Although got Fournette right next to Brady's right hip.
You've got three plays. If you throw them quickly, don't want to try and scramble around or anything. Just throw it away if it's not there right away.
Here's the snap to Brady. Fakes to Fournette. He throws. It's caught. It's in for the touchdown. Incredible. Tampa Bay takes it 60 yards.
And the fourth quarter woes continue for the Rams. It's going to be a 10-0 fourth quarter after the extra point. And Kendrick getting picked on that drive. And though even Ramsey switched over and got picked on twice. But what a play call.
Cade Otton, the first touchdown by a tight end this year at Tampa Bay.
You're exactly right. You missed that Gronk guy. But how different did that offense look on that drive off?
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM features a wide variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
You know how songs and playlists have the power to really move you? What if we told you flowers have the exact same superpower? Farm Fresh Flowers from the Books Company are here for all life's magical moments. With special occasion bouquets, I'm here for you bouquets, just because it's pumpkin spice season bouquets. Plus, our flowers stay fresher longer because we source from eco-friendly farms that use sustainable growing practices. Even farms on the side of a volcano. Get moving and shop new fall flowers, plants, and gifts at Books.com. That's Bouqs.com.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
GEICO asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, GEICO can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When Shopify says you can sell anywhere, they mean it. Ooh, hold up. Just got a new sale, order fulfilled and shipped. Inventory level's good. Whoa, Shopify doesn't mind if you're at sea level.
Or on top of the world!
You can run and grow your business anywhere. Climbing mountains is never easy, but at least Shopify gives me all the tools I need for my business to hit new big.
Whether you're selling carabiners or crop tops, start selling with Shopify today and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. We've built the platform so you can keep climbing and grow your business to new heights.
With Shopify, you really can sell to anyone from anywhere.
This is possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. 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 Internet connection required. Not available on mountaintops or seafloors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with the synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Geico asks, how...
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, GEICO can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
64% of Americans can't cover a surprise $400 emergency cost. If you're looking for a way to save and invest, all you need is Acorns and your spare change. On average, Acorns users invest $160 in 4 months from just their spare change. Plans start at $3 a month with no hidden fees ever. To sign up and view disclosures, visit acorns.com/audio.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered by Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360. MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Evan Winter, managing editor of A to Z Sports, giving us what's currently going on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, a big special thank you to Evan. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.